Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Shaylee McDeal working with consumers, letting them know it's okay to eat beef. Back on that in just a moment.
It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th. It gets underway at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. The sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more sale information, contact Mike or Annie Switzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at www.quartermastercreek.com.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. Dr. Shaylee McDeal with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the cattle industry's nutritional spokesperson, and she says that includes, when needed, to push back against regulatory authorities that might be making accusatory statements regarding red meat.
Well, you know, as a registered dietitian and a nutrition scientist working for farmers and ranchers through their beef checkoff, I've always believed that beef gets a really bad rap. And I think that we have challenges with people who hold perceptions about beef that aren't really based in science. And so recently we worked very hard on a report. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, their division of the World Health Organization, they decided to evaluate red and processed meat for carcinogenicity. In other words, they wanted to figure out if they thought the science supported whether or not red and processed meat caused cancer. And ultimately, they concluded that red meat was a probable cause of cancer. Now, we have checkoff science and other science that's even outside of the checkoff that consistently shows, look, single foods do not cause cancer. Overall, it comes back to an overall unhealthy and unbalanced diet that can increase your risk for cancer. And single foods, including beef, just do not cause cancer. And so we were able to provide that science. Ultimately, we couldn't change the outcome that the World Health Organization decided. But what we did do is raise that concern with the public. And the public really questioned the reliability of that conclusion. And we saw huge backlash by the public not believing those results. We ultimately even saw the World Health Organization step back and say they would be taking a closer look at these conclusions because they were so controversial. And that's the truth. I mean, the bottom line is single foods just do not cause cancer.
That type of response by the industry, extremely important. When the industry has been able to respond quickly with some good information, the public does listen.
You know, I heard somebody say not too long ago, and I think this is a saying that's been around a while, that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I think that because of the checkoff program and what we've been able to do with first and foremost, investing in the research to really know what the science says on red meat and cancer, for example, or any of the topics that we work on, they start with science and good research. But then to be able to take that science and understand what's missing from the public's understanding so that they can better make decisions, informed decisions about how they want to enjoy beef in their diet. All of that work works together. All of that is being informed by the beef checkoff's work. And so we're able to take that science and use it to defend our industry on these tough topics where critics would like to try to reduce the amount of beef that we're eating rather than increase it.
Dietitian Dr. Shaylee McDeal, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Burmaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.